Blog Talk Radio.
Got my fucking nigga thing on this fucking track. I mean, what the fuck are you niggas doing? Bunch of goofy niggas. Yeah, 2 feet in, 10 toes down, nigga. I've been standing on this shit.
Counterfeit. He figured in a $3 bill.
Yeah.
Counterfeit. You bitch ass niggas better chill. Glass ceiling on top of wheels. Diamond dancing on top of him. 40 auto be the type of rim. Only models be on top of him. Counterfeit. He faker than a $3 bill. Counterfeit. You bitch ass niggas better chill. Glass ceiling on top of wheels. Diamond dancing on top of him. 40 auto be the type of rim. Only models be on top of him. Counterfeit. Love me for me. I saw the doors.
Today we're going to be discussing, you know, the psychology portion of our entrepreneur, you know, one-on-one marketing, how to market your brand, get into a couple of topics here in this book is really interesting. It's a handbook, and it's for the fine artist that I got from school. It's by Constance Smith, and like I said, I wanted to get into like the fundamentals of this chapter and kind of like talk about it, because I noticed that I do mention it briefly on the platform every so often, just as a form of encouragement to other people who may not think that their hobbies can in fact turn into a business. It can in fact be successful, and hopefully, you know, that you are given the proper, you know, essential tools that you will take it a step further outside of that hobby that your passion allows it to expand into a business, and that is very possible in doing that. So I'm spending my time in learning about people, learning about the ethic world and what it really looks like to have a successful business as an individual, and when we're partnering with other people, what that looks like. So for the chapter one is the psychology of success. And there was a quote by God that said, whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. And it says that you probably didn't expect the beginning chapter of the book to be an art marketing, to be on psychological preparation. Just as tennis is psychological game, marketing is too. Every entrepreneur wears more than one hat, and most entrepreneurs are not skilled in all facets of their business. When you enter the marketplace, your artwork, you need to have all of your psychological artillery ready for action. This artillery will become important to take you through the pitfalls of your business and your life. All of us have been raised with many attitudes that undermine our higher possibilities. Throughout our life, we all must attempt to overcome these old barriers and attitudes and begin to think for ourselves, our better selves. As an entrepreneur, and that is what you are when you decide to start an art business, you will be, as defined by Webster's, a person who organizes and manages a business, undertaking, assuming the risk for the sake of profit. Assuming risk, yikes. Now, I just want to stop there because the thing about it is, it's very important to know that risk is a key factor in being an entrepreneur. It's striving past what you see currently into those brainstorm goals that you want to actually get out there. And the only way that you can make movement is by doing. And when we get into this chapter, it breaks it down into examples of procrastination and barriers that normally keep us from how we think about our business, our lifestyle, our talent. So let's get into those examples that they had in here, and they call them excuses. I work full-time. I don't have the time to market. I've never marketed anything before, the feeling of shyness. I live in an uncultured town, or that's not where I'm from, probably something like that. There's too much competition, and I don't know how to price my work. I don't want to part with my work, so a lot of attachment with what you create, more personalized than, you know, and things like that. Financial success will poison my artwork. The art market is saturated. Some other examples is I can't use the left side of my brain. I don't have any business abilities. A true artist should just be discovered. And I was still guilty about making money at what I love to do. And all of these are something that you probably thought of at some time, very similar or that you could relate to. But these are the things that could cause you to not move forward. So we're going to get into a music piece. I definitely want to keep the rotation going with Sean LaDonna, Westside. We'll get back here and talk about the myth of the struggling artist. Mm-hmm.
was all good till it wasn't. Just a minute ago, it was big smiles. Now they tryna hit me on like a dozen. Just a minute ago, gave them big wilds. No booty in your nigga tryna cover. I'm just minding my BI, money stacked like me. I got them bluer than Levi's. Yeah. Everything gon' be alright, long as they love me on the west side. Long as they love me on the west side. I'm doing well, yeah, I'm doing well. And I can tell, yeah, they love me on the west side. Yeah, I pull up, riding top down, so I'm gutted out. Took my heart from them just to flood it out. Let you ask your feelings all on my couch. We did some things I never talk about. Don't kiss and tell, I can't move like the one do. Some people turn their back just to front on you. But name one time I didn't come through, yeah. It was all good till it wasn't. Just a minute ago, it was big smiles. Now they tryna hit me on like a dozen. Just a minute ago, gave them big wilds. New booty in your nigga tryna cover. I'm just minding my PI, money stacked like me high. Bitches bluer than Levi's, yeah. Everything gon' be alright, long as they love me on the west side. My home is diamond, my home is diamond. Long as they love me on the west side. Taking shots for the ones I love. A couple more and my bottle might be empty. I'm a really, really big boss. I really gotta guess who's fucking with me. I've been looking out for myself. Cause it's mind over matter. And the only thing that matters is my mental health. Fuck everything else. It was all good till it wasn't. Just a minute ago, it was big smiles. Now they tryna hit me on like a dozen. Just a minute ago, gave them big wilds. New booty in your nigga tryna.
You liking what you see? Everything designer, that's on me. That's why the when I walk, looking like you just tryna fuck. Yeah, this trip got you in heat. Jumpin' baby girl, hop on these G. Yeah, you know that I'm a beat. All these drips got you happy, yeah. Cause I don't try no love, no. Girl, I know that you ready. Girl, I'm not gonna let you down. I ain't gon' keep you waiting, up. If you've already gon' get knocked off. You playin' hide and seek, I'ma find you. Baby, hold on tight. Trying to fuck, yeah. This trip got you in heat. It's jumping, baby girl, hop on these knees. Yeah. You know that I'm a beat. All these trips got you happy, yeah.
All these trips got you in heat. Some way her juice is running down her knee. No stylist in the saline. Got you flogging with an icy pedophilia. Pretty vibes inside a mansion by the beach. And the prints all on your bathing suit, your dollars so you know. Some beds inside your room, designer garments for the week. And that's all on me, I swear that's all on me. You acting like you really want it, you gon' get it. Once I fuck you good, I got you. And your feeling, work your beds and go, y'all pouch. Got you dripping, checking, listen, more accounting. Counting digits, perishing these riches.
You liking what you see? That's why the when I walk, looking like you, just tryna fuck, yeah. This trip got you in heat. It's jumping, baby girl, hop on these knees, yeah. You know that I'm a beat. All these trips got you happy, yeah. Give me directions, I'll do whatever you want. Got a fit for that heat, just to add to the fun. You light it up while I'm breaking it down. You gon' knock out by the end of this round, oh. You got me speechless.
you feeling it too. I can go deeper, but that's all up to you, yeah. I wanna get deeper. All I ask for my ego. Baby, we gon' keep it simple. I need all that love on me. You like it, what you see? Everything designer, that's on me. That's why the when I walk, looking like you, just tryna fall, tryna fall, yeah. This trip got you in heat. It's jumping, baby girl, hop on this seat. Yeah. You know that I'm a beat. All these trips got you happy.
Artists alike are familiar with the ubiquitous myth that has been taught throughout our school that artists never make much money and don't care about money. This is just one of the many myths that have been heaped upon the creative people of the world. Don't believe it. Rubens, for example, didn't believe it. He was a politician and a very good businessman. I know many artists across the U.S. who don't believe this myth, and for that reason, they have prospered in the art business. They are not famous, perhaps never will be famous among the masses, but this isn't their aim. Their aim is to make a living as an artist, and you can take that in any genre that you want. You do not have to feel guilty about making money from your talent. You are fortunate enough to have a talent that can become an occupation. People want and need art. Get on with what you like to do. Have an attitude. Change toward the business of art. Put an end to those lies that society has programmed into you. Conquer the myth of the struggling artist. Get on with becoming a surviving artist in this new age. Another myth that artists are taught is that they are supposed to be rejected by society, galleries, by clients, by the business world. Artists are eccentrics. They are rejects. Let's focus on taking the word or that key word rejection out of the scenario. And changing the way that you think is very important with how you're mirroring other people with your goals and the things that you're wanting to set. You have to also watch the type of language that you put around you. It'll keep you from pursuing those goals. It shows on here that believing this myth attracts and you get more of it. You'll need to learn to distance yourself from, but take heed of criticism, which is essential, especially being on this platform. You know, you have different music that's suitable. You have some that's not so suitable. And the thing about it is, that it's always going to have a bias to it. It's always going to be some feedback that will come back, whether it's good or bad. Needless to say, you are educating yourself for intelligent marketing. And listen to what people have to say when they comment on your work. They can give you important clues for future planning. Are they rejecting your portfolio? Did you catch them in the middle of a hectic day? Were you late to your appointment? Did you choose an inappropriate gallery? As an artist, you don't have to take that criticism personally. If you feel your work is truly inspiring, surely there will be other people who feel the same. And if you consider your artwork of a top standard, and you should, if you intend to market it, why is the opinion of someone you don't know so distressing to you? Perhaps you don't really feel that your work is so good. Without the fortitude you gain from these inevitable critiques that hurt, you won't be ready for the psychology to be a success. And once you start marketing your art on a regular basis, this gut level fear of criticism or rejection will begin to diminish. So it's just basically continue to get a repetition over your work. Keep moving forward, even if it feels like you're making any form of mistakes, because, you know, it's a great way for you to get to know who you are as you're building your brand. This is an open mic, 845-277-9299. Just going over a book right now, Art Marketing 101, a handbook for the fine artist. That's something I did find very interesting, and especially when it comes to strengthening your business skills, the communication skills with other people in respect to their brand, and just the way that we socialize with one another when it comes to this network too. This book in general is by author Constance Smith, and I'm going to check to see what year this book is, because it still feels like, you know, a lot of these things you can always use no matter what. It's just adjusting the information. So I'll definitely check the year of this book, but let's go on and get into some trailers and some more music here on the bill. Got a couple of requests that we had previous shows, so we're going to get into that piece.
Don't tell nobody. What am I talking about? Tell everybody about AUN_radio, the best podcast here at anchor.fm and Spotify. All right, and also make sure that you join the Real Art Unity Network group on Facebook. Peace and blessings.
Okay, now they got me wanna rap again. Heal the wound and then you stab me in my back again. You the type to play the joke and try to hide your hand. Not the type to come around and try to play your friend. You the type to cut the grass and snake your best man. I'm the type to close the deal and cut my d*** in. See me in person, I look like a ghost. See me in person, I look like a ghost. Boom. You wanna come in and play with the ghost. Boom. You wanna come in and play with the ghost. Ghostbody. Are you rap? Sound like me, can't tell who is who. You got no real identity, can't tell you from you. Price went up,
yeah.
Angel investor,
yeah.
Price went up, Angel
okay,
investor.
Okay,
I'm not okay. Think you're good, it's not okay. Okay, okay, it's not okay. Think you're good, get out the way.
Who said I did what? What did they do? Why the hell are you hating so damn hard, so I must pay you? They don't keep me round cause I'm straight truth. My dog locked up, had more home runs than Babe Ruth. Had them chicks cleaning my house, told them be a use. If I see disloyalty, then we gon' cut them loose. Had my hands round her neck, grip tight like a noose. Tell your story with a bad ending cause I'm not a Seuss. Pass some rock to the thugs for an immunity boost. Double cup filled to the top with just Serenity juice. Moment of silence, RIP the juice. If they say it's up, I don't need a truce. Everything I do is solely for the broken youth. I just took her over the mountain with my index. She told me to go to hell like I ain't been yet. And I still put in overtime like I ain't win yet.
Okay, okay, I'm not okay. Think you're good, it's not okay. Okay, okay, it's not okay. Think you're good, get out the way.
It's been plenty time you closed the door on me. That really showed me how much you say you were bro to me. Showed you love and you constantly cold shoulder me. But ain't no going back to fixing all, that's the old of me, yeah. I'm done with all the fake, I had enough of that, yeah. I done had too many, stab me in the back. They say they with you but they really putting on the act. That's what hit the fan and all of a sudden all the facts show. You gotta chin up and show us tough love. Let them go without you just to show them what it was. We were so close you would've thought we was blood. We got the same pain, we come from the mud. I swear this made me wanna put my all in again. You can hear the pain cause I put my heart in it, yeah. Most of these ain't real, they don't wanna see me winning, no. Most of these ain't real, they don't wanna see me winning.
But it's okay, we gon' be okay. Only show up when we cut the cake. Showing love, but we okay. Find God, but it's too late.
You would visualize what it looks like to be your own business person, you know, with your products, what it looks like, what would you sell, different things like that. What type of art would you love to do? What is the hobby that you're into, first of all? Anyway. And then from there, you start to call yourself an entrepreneur. Or you call yourself an artist by claiming it. You then have the persona of what it is that you're wanting to do and what you're wanting to be and who you are. These are things that, you know, you don't have to know from a book. Of course, this is living the everyday life with what you're good at doing and what you, you know, fell in love with. And definitely, it's always great to re-looking at an order and organization of success that other people were able to have. And just go and be humble to reread the key essentials for why you even start a business in the first place, or why you start doing things to pursue these passions that we have, you know? So, yeah, it's motivating, but it also has great keys in this book, too. So I recommend it to anyone, just reading it and being able to change the words around if you need to fit your business and to fit the goals that you want to succeed in, when you may feel like there might be a blockage or just ways for you to be able to enhance. That's all it is.
Doing a whole bunch of that soccer shit, a bunch of popsicles. I should've been a tourist, cause I'm stubborn as a bull. I'm a different type of dude, man, I stick to the rules. I'm a real nigga, best believe it. I live it and I breathe it. I tell it like it is and I call it how I see it. My partner used to be sharp, but now he on CC. What do CC mean? Methamphetamine. I can't believe it. Man, he disappointed me, I'm devastated, man. He lost 2 points with me. I'm standing outside of my crib with some gym shorts and a hoodie. Talking to my nigga on the celly, smoking a Philly. Sipping on a fifth of that oil cognac. Behind them walls and them bricks, he got caught with a key of candy. If he didn't go to jail by now, he'd probably be dead. So instead, he in there with his uncle, his daddy, and relatives.
Turn my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up.
Turn
my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up.
Turn
my music up.
Turn it up.
My shit bang. My shit bang. My shit bang. Nigga, my shit bang. 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 Bang, bang, bang. My shit bang. Nigga, my shit bang.
Going against the possibility of creating your own free will. Without the passion of your own heartfelt aims, you lose your inner power. That's the, like, secret sauce in you being you, you know what I'm saying? And how you choose to create that brand and the love and passion, everything that you put ties all together.
Babe, I'm on the way. 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 Fire conversations in the Uchis. Just a couple dragons smoking doobies. Got some soul food for you, couldn't fully assimilate. But we got close enough by watching Tarantino movies. You were always my favorite kind of muse. I tried to play it cool, but this room is your abuse. Yeah, it's heating up. So what you trying to do? You should quit the talking, put them yapping lips to you. You know about me.
Loving you is easy, cause you're beautiful. Doot 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 doot. Ready? That was pretty.
Prior to, but then now we're going to get into the perseverance, which it was kind of reminding me of that equals lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? Like, what else can you imagine your life doing, you know what I'm saying? What can you not live a day without? What is that one thing that you always go to, you know? Have you ever considered doing something with that? So let's just go on and read it so you can get where I'm coming from. In most parts of our lives, we've found that we must persevere through trouble and difficult times. It is no different for an entrepreneur or an artist or a baker. Just to survive in life, we must persevere. To do what you want, you must basically be committed. You must plan to remain at this venture not 1 or 2 years, but 10, 40 years, et cetera, all your life. You are an artist after all. And what else can you do? What else would you want to do for a living? And with this attitude, you will be able to conquer problems that arise. Along the way, remember the adage. It takes money to make money. If you're not willing to spend money on promoting your stuff, why would anyone spend money on buying your work? You need to value your work more than anyone else. And if you're not willing to invest time, money, and energy in your career, who is? You certainly won't convince an art rep to work for you for a commission. And you will need to invest in portfolios, lawyers, books, and other promotional tools that determine how to help you build your business and how much will you sacrifice to achieve your goals. How important are they to you? How easily do you give up on them or let life take them away? You know, how many people that had kids and different things like that, you know, and took whatever those goals away. And it's like, once you find out that you can start at any given moment, that's also key too. But let's get back with it. It says, you are the one to decide your fate. We're going to get into the pointers. And then we're going to play nonstop music from here. Let's see. Okay, well, we got a good 15 minutes here on the show live. Hope you guys enjoyed the session. It was an open mic reading session. You know, just get some insight and know that I'm always looking out for everyone. And keep mindful, you know, knowledge is powerful. If you have any books and anything you would like to share on the platform that we can do an open discussion with or whatever the case may be, okay. All right, let's get into these pointers. So if you are already established in another occupation and make your change slowly and intelligently. So this brain doing a lot of brainwashing. Brainstorming. Doing a lot of brainstorming. Make sure that you're just thinking things through. And as an artist, you will have two roles, creating art and marketing art. Three, you will inevitably run up against some brick walls, both in yourself and in others. Also says, take each step as it comes. Think about trying to, try to think of competition as good as keeping your eyes, keeping you on your toes. Oh, reading so fast. There's space for everyone. Okay, get your personal life in order. You will then have the proper energy that it takes to make your business survive. Starting a new venture while your life is in chaos will just defeat you. Okay, get your personal life in order. You will then have the proper energy to take it to that take that it takes to make your business survive. Sorry, y'all. Starting a new venture while your life is in chaos will defeat you. Know what you are willing to invest money and time-wise in order to reach your goals. Let your family and friends know your intentions of starting a business. Also, let them know it won't derail you from your responsibilities to them, though it may change them a bit. get their support emotionally and psychology. You will need it. Make a total commitment or no commitment at all. Fortunately for humanity, you will use your creative genius to take the reins of your own destiny. So that is how I'm going to leave for that chapter one. You can leave a comment down below. Again, any books that you'd like to have like an open discussion with. Also, we'll do more live wonderful shows here on the Build as well. So thank you again for your love and support as always.
The cold game, man. What's love got to do with it? It's not shit. Doesn't really matter. In the grand scheme of things, feelings become shattered. We keep playing the same old game. All I want is a happy ending. It comes bullshit, ain't no light at the end.
Practice visualization, which equals success. Define your own terms of success. Define your goal, believe in it, and achieve it. Practice persistence and perseverance necessarily to advance in your career. Present yourself as an artist that you want to be, and make a total commitment to your art career.
Is that R&B, man? Drift to Austin,
too close. Fuck around and drown off this wave. Disco hard, it's the most you've ever made sounds. Girl, be here. This that large, real big dose. Once I lay it down, you can't be saved. It ain't none short about the route. It's the long way. You've been playing on the undercard. It's the main event. You've been wishing on a star for some shit like this. Hope you got time. I'ma need plenty of it. I don't just like, I love it. Baby, there's plenty of it. There's no limit. God, I'm a master with the peak. Once a minute. God, disaster with the D, you can't do nothing with it. I ain't trying to hurt you, just work you to the bone. Again, I can go again.
You can
no
and I come undone. But don't you forget, babe, you got the right one. You'll remember my every move and forget your name. Ain't no singles anywhere, but I still make it rain. You've been playing on the undercard, it's the main event. You've been wishing on a star for some shit like this. Hope you got time, cause I'ma need plenty of it. I know that you like it, love it. And baby, there's plenty of it. Once you're in it, yeah. Disaster with the day, you won't last in it. I ain't trying to hurt you, just work you to the bone. Again, I can go again, no limit.
I got a bag with no limit. You pick a bag, ain't no limit. This thing go fast, ain't no limit. How long it lasts, ain't no limit. They gave you trash, now they finish. I give you gas, no you feel it. I smack that ass while I kill it. While I kill it.
Yeah. she know I'm the boss. And she know I get high, above the law. And she know I'm raw, she know I'm from the street. And all she want me to do is fuck the police. Talking about number, she said 911. Emergency only. Head doctor, perform surgery on me. Yeah, and now I'm healed. I make her wear none but handcuffs and heels. Then I beat it like a cop. Rodney King, baby, yeah, I beat it like a cop. Beat it like a cop. Rodney King, baby, say I beat it like a cop. But I ain't trying to be violent, but I do the time. Like a cop cow.
When I get up falling, yeah, we can hear the angels calling us. And we can see the sunrise before us. And when I'm in the thing, I make the body sing. I make you say,
we I'm kid, my face on every wanted poster. I'm wanted by every lady cop all over. That ass so big, I catch a battery to hold you. Hair so big, you thought I told you, pull it over. She pulled me over, pulled me out the Rover. Then she pulled me closer, threw me in back of the car, put me in handcuffs, start ripping my pants up.
All you hear over the dispatcher is
be thankful because I know someone lost their life today. And so every moment I endeavor to live life the righteous way, to serve with a sense of purpose and let love light the way. Even if I die today, that's just the price I pay. Just know I try to be kind and seek the divine every night and day. Gratitude for the sunrise, gratitude for the sunshine, gratitude for the moonlight. Every day feels like a new life, especially when I meditate. Take a breath and then I elevate. Everything deserves gratitude. That's my everyday attitude. Gratitude. That's my everyday attitude. Gratitude. That's my everyday.